This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A sharply divided U.S. Senate failed on Monday to advance a measure to suspend the federal debt ceiling and avoid a government shutdown. The near party line vote of 48 yeas against 50 noes fell short of the 60 votes needed to push the bill. Democrats who control both chambers of Congress now have just 3 days to find another way to keep the government operating beyond Thursday. South Korea's military officials confirmed Tuesday that North Korea military had fired a short-range missile toward its eastern sea. North Korea's ambassador to the United Nations defended the latest launch in remarks to the UN General Assembly, demanding the United States and South Korea end their hostile policy against the country. An Arizona judge Monday ruled the state's ban on mask mandates in schools and other measures are unconstitutional. Attorney General Mark Brnovich tweeted Monday he will appeal the ruling. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
After the Biden administration blocked the U.S.-Mexico border wall, chaos has ensued. COVID-positive illegal immigrants being released into the United States, tens of thousands of Haitians are welcomed into the country, all paid for by the American people. Now the administration is attacking Border Patrol agents for doing their job.
Border Patrol agents are mad and upset that leadership is throwing them under the bus, a top official with the agency's union told Fox News in Del Rio, Texas. National Border Patrol Council Vice President John Anfinson tells Fox News.
The agents feel like at all levels of management, from CBP to DHS to the White House, that they've been thrown under the bus because no investigation has been completed, yet we're hearing the president say these be paid. The secretary echoed those sentiments. And then Friday, of course, CBP's commissioner basically said the same thing. So agents are upset.
Images of Border Patrol agents on horseback pursuing Haitian migrants went viral, with erroneous accusations that the officials were whipping the immigrants.
Brad Bernard's reporting. We are USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Reports of Afghan refugees committing violent crimes after they came to the United States are very predictable because the Biden administration didn't ensure they were vetted properly before being allowed to enter the country. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin on Newsmax TV.
It's very predictable that this would happen when you don't have a thorough vetting process. Because as we found out a month ago when I made my first visit to Fort McCoy, that no one was being vetted. We were told a month and a half ago by the Biden administration that everybody's going through the SIV process. There's a thorough vetting going on. It's clear that it's not happening. And so you have a man who raped 2 young boys, and then you also have a man who beat his wife. And it gets even worse this week when you go out over the weekend, when we heard about out in Fort Bliss, where a group of Afghans that came here beat a United States soldier, a female United States soldier. This stuff is going to continue because there was not a thorough vetting process. It's awful. Yeah, they go into the federal system now, and virtually impossible to get them out of this country. I predict that they will not be deported. They're going to end up in our prison system. And by the way, if they end up in a court of law like in Dane County, in Madison, who knows? They may only get a slap on the wrist. And I hope that they get prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But this is the problem.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. We've got Jim Simpson with us. Yes, the investigative journalist, businessman, former economist, and budget examiner for the White House Office of Management and Budget. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you.
Hey, great being with you. Lots to catch up on. I mean, when you're a former economist, what happens? You just stop dreaming about numbers. You're just former, so we don't worry about the economy anymore. We just hang it up for retirement because it doesn't matter.
Right. Well, we might want to do that anyway, the way things are going.
Well, I got to imagine, you know, when you see some of the things happening with this administration by way of the economy, it's got to be like chalk hitting the chalkboard, just screeching, you know, right down the entirety of the chalkboard going, please make it go away. This is ridiculous, right?
Yeah, everything that they're doing is designed to collapse our economy. It's just, it's horrifying. I mean, Biden coming on talking about stealing our wealth, you know, that's what they've been angling for years. You know, it's not enough that they take huge amounts of our income every year. But then once we pay our income and save our money and try to build wealth with, you know, investments and, you know, in our house, in our homes and whatever. Hopefully so that we can retire in reasonable comfort and security. Now they're trying to steal that. And it's
yes.
So incredible, and even more so because Joe Biden has been evading taxes for decades. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
It just makes you want to scream the way these people are behaving.
It's what elites do, Jim. We know this. We see this happening, you know, time and again. It's like it's only about them and for them. And, you know, God forbid that they would do anything to buttress the American people. And as you say, whether it was Barack Obama, and, of course, we've got Barack Obama 2.0 with Joe Biden in the White House and the Democrats going full throttle on this. I mean, you know, it wasn't that long ago that they almost single-handedly extinguished the middle class. And Donald Trump comes on the scene. He revives the middle class. And then they're back at it again with some sort of gobbledygook story that defies credulity and saying, oh, we're going to build it back better. Build it back better to what? That's like the fundamental transformation of America. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. You know, the whole idea that they're going to do better when, in fact, you know, if Biden wanted to really – you know, build credibility and help his party politically, they should have left the beautiful system Trump had in place and just not touched it.
I mean, exactly.
The border was secure. We were getting an increase in real incomes for the first time in decades. You know, lowest unemployment rate among minorities in history. Come on. I mean,
yes.
This stuff, he had it, and they just compulsively turned around and sabotaged all of it.
Jim, with what we were doing with the GDP, GDP was increasing, you know, pretty solidly. And, you know, I saw that potentially, you know, down the road, not immediately, because part of the things, the headwinds that Trump was dealing with is that, you know, Congress can't help itself. It just has to spend money. You know, they think that that's their reason du jour. Just keep spending money. You know, on one hand, it's cheap money. You know, we're not paying big interest, but at some point, you know, we could. And then that's going to be a hello wake-up call. But the hope was is that if we got on top of the GDP and we started doing things that promoted that, which, you know, I saw that with Trump early on, because one of the things that he would say early with people, and you know this, you know, from personal experience, one of the first things he'd always ask everybody, how are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? Well, when that's the focus and that's the question, guess what happens? You know, a lot of people started getting jobs as a result of this, right? And we started getting all those things that were hindering, the regulations, governmental ideas that were blocking jobs and causing problems and got in the way, you know, to your point, of the American people going out and being able to realize the American dream instead of, you know, going in, working hard and getting so close to realizing and then all of a sudden having the carpet pulled out from underneath them.
It's infuriating. And I'll tell you something. I have explained it all in my most recent book, which is called Who Was Karl Marx? The Men, the Motives, and the Menace Behind Today's Rampaging American Left. And this short book, 150 pages, tells the entire story of how we got where we are and who got us here, what their motives were, and most importantly, what we have to do to get ourselves out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, Jim, a lot of people just cannot believe that we would have such pernicious forces that are so antithetical to the Constitution and American dream. And what you're saying with this book and what others have been saying is that wake up. You know, I mean, here we are, this woke society. No, you're not woke enough. You need to really wake up seriously and find out that the enemy is no longer existential. The enemy is amongst us.
Yes. No, that's exactly right. And in fact, as I describe in the book, the enemy has been amongst us for about 100 years. And before that, the enemy was calculating on how to literally destroy the entire world. You know, we talk about critical race theory. And you know where critical race theory came from? Back
Tell
before,
me. Go ahead.
Yeah. Before Marx even wrote the Communist Manifesto in 1848, before he even wrote that, he said, and this is so ironic, he said, the issues of the day are not our concern. They're not our concern. The entire Communist Manifesto is supposed to be a blueprint for solving all the issues of the day, right? But he says the issues of the day are not our concern. He said what we need to do is engage in a ruthless criticism of everything existing. That's what he advocated, a ruthless criticism of everything existing. And he said, we will not, we're not going to worry about the consequences, meaning that he wouldn't care if their ruthless criticism resulted in destruction of the world, you know, blazing revolution or whatever. In fact, that was their goal. So in the 1930s, a group by the name of the Frankfurt School in Frankfurt, Germany, a communist school dedicated towards studying and figuring out ways to destroy the country, came up with a philosophy, a faux philosophy, called critical theory. And when those communists had to flee Frankfurt, Germany during World War II, when Hitler came to power, they were all communists, most of them were Jewish, They were resettled at the Columbia Teachers College.
Hey, Jim, we got to hit the pause button. Let's pick up the story from there when we come back. We've got more from Jim Simpson after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
New surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Can I get a weight reading on the Cotton Exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm.
Mouth-to-tail checkup is waiting.
But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You take steps to stay healthy. When at the pharmacy, picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Right here, right now. Martinez.
Don't lose
your hope, ladies and gentlemen. That's the message. That's the takeaway. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're fresh and independent, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I'm Bill Martinez. Jim Simpson continues with us at 19 minutes after his new book, Who Was Karl Marx? The Men, the Motives, and the Menace Behind Today's Rampaging American Left. And we'll get in more details of this new book. But, Jim, I wanted you to finish your first story from the story from the first segment, pick it up from there. Go ahead.
Sure enough. So critical theory was created in the 30s by this group of communist professors who fled Frankfurt, Germany, where they were located at something called the School for Social Research, which commonly became known as the Frankfurt School. They fled to Columbia Teachers College. They were interestingly resettled there through an organization called the International Institute for Education. And the person who ran this resettlement program was Edward R. Murrow, who later became CBS News anchor. And Edward R. Murrow had a connection with a guy who was later discovered to be a Soviet agent. So there's all kinds of nefarious stuff going on. John Dewey, the father of public education, assisted in the resettlement of these communists at the Columbia Teachers College. And here they created and promoted what they called critical theory. Critical theory attacks Christianity, capitalism, authority, the family, patriarchy, hierarchy, morality, tradition, sexual restraint, loyalty, patriotism, and nationalism, any and all foundations of our society in order to destroy the culture and corrupt our culture. And
but what's the end game? You know, we understand, Jim, they want to destroy everything, but what is the end game?
Well, you know, it's a good question. First of all the communists were going back to Marx and forward. They all articulate this fundamental goal to destroy Western society root and branch. That is their primary goal. Now, their secondary goal is to replace it with this nebulous thing they call communism or socialism. And as you know, Marx never really described what it was. Mm-hmm. He talked about it. He said somehow in the future the state would just wither away and everybody would live in perfect peace and harmony. They really never articulated it. And what it turns out to be, and this is one of the fundamental assertions of my book, and it's something that's there for all of us to see with people like Joe Biden and all of these corrupt Democrats. The goal, the change that they claim will come, this utopian socialist future, is nothing more than a marketing campaign. That's the window dressing. The real goal is for them to obtain, through these various strategies, absolute power and wealth.
Right.
And people talk about how important power is, and that's right, but you can't ignore the fact that it's power and the wealth that comes with it. Joe Biden has shown that every day in his willingness to make himself subservient to the Chinese Communist Party for the millions of dollars that he and his family have received from them. And the same thing is true for all these communists. They were all, none of them come from middle class or peasant backgrounds, as they claim. These people are all elitists, all children of wealth, all spoiled brats, all people whose goal is to set themselves up with fabulous riches and wealth, and regardless of what happens to the rest of us. And that's
exactly the
real goal. That's the real goal. They're nothing more than a bunch of highly organized mafiosi.
Mm. Yeah, it really is. Legalized. Former mafia operative said to me that he wished, in his career that he was, early on in his career during this time, because he could have gotten away with more murder than he did, in so many words.
Yeah, right. And that is the goal. I mean, that's the whole goal of the global warming climate change movement, the green jobs movement, all of this Green New Deal. It's all provide them an excuse to shower themselves with trillions of dollars.
Exactly.
And using that to buy themselves permanent seats in government where we have no power to stop them from absolutely fleecing us for everything that we own. And that's the real goal. There's nothing more to it than that. And we are watching it happening right before our eyes in real time. It's absolutely infuriating.
Well, look what's going on in California. I mean, California is the poster child of this. I mean, basically, for the last 80, maybe 100 years, you basically have four families that have run the state.
Yeah.
And, Newsom's all part of the family. And so this is what it's all about. Delaware, you're going to tell me the Biden family doesn't run Delaware?
Oh, yeah. Right.
It goes on and on. So they've got these enclaves, these very convenient deals that are set up in these regional areas, but they're not happy with that. They've got to conquer
everything.
And it doesn't just stop. It just doesn't stop at the borders of America, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is the thing about greed. It is insatiable, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely insatiable. Absolutely insatiable. And, the point I make in the book is that these people are no different from Lenin, from Mao, from the Castros. All of these people were children of wealth. Even Mao, who came from this peasant community, what most people don't know is that his father was the wealthiest farmer in the community. And they basically ran that town. And his father had all the problems with Mao that all these folks do with their spoiled brat kids. He didn't want to work. He wouldn't do anything. He was thrown out of four schools. His father decided to end his allowance. So Mao went off and found a woman 4 years older than him and married her. And that apparently pleased his father, so the money flowed again, but then his wife died a year later and he could care less. I mean, it's just stunning. And the only time he really started to get excited was when he got off to college and then the Soviets were going around recruiting people for the Communist Revolution in China. And he joined, and on the long march where these communists fled the nationalist pursuing army for 5,000 miles, he was carried on a litter by porters and read at his leisure.
Amazing. What can you? Yeah. We got about a minute left, Jim. Give us a real short summary of Karl Marx. Who was he?
The man was a greedy, selfish, parasitic slob. His father was a wealthy attorney. He was showered with money, but despite that, he was broke for his entire life. He pilfered money off of his partner, Frederick Engels, and hovered over relatives waiting for them to die. Two of his daughters committed suicide and a son-in-law. Three of his children died of malnutrition. And while his wife was running around trying to find money to pay for one of their coffins, Marx went out and hired this quote.
Gotta leave it there, Jim, to be continued. Yes, Jim Simpson, thank you.
82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring
faster, and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A sharply divided U.S. Senate failed on Monday to advance a measure to suspend the federal debt ceiling and avoid a government shutdown. The near-party line vote of 48 yeas against 50 noes fell short of the 60 votes needed to push the bill. Democrats who control both chambers of Congress now have just 3 days to find another way to keep the government operating beyond Thursday. South Korea's military officials confirmed Tuesday that North Korea military had fired a short-range missile toward its eastern sea. North Korea's ambassador to the United Nations defended the latest launch in remarks to the UN General Assembly, demanding the United States and South Korea end their hostile policy against the country. An Arizona judge Monday ruled the state's ban on mask mandates in schools and other measures are unconstitutional. Attorney General Mark Brnovich tweeted Monday he will appeal the ruling. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Here. Great to have you with us and enjoying a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. I know you've noticed this, and that is an increase in ads across your social media channels after you search, well, for a dinner recipe, maybe a new dress, just because you want to do something nice for the significant other. Well, it's not a coincidence. Your online search data is being used for targeted advertising, a huge profit stream for tech companies. In fact, according to Google, more than 80% of Alphabet's revenue comes from Google Ads. That amounted to $147 billion. That's billion with a B, ladies and gentlemen, in revenue. That's in 2020 alone. User experience and privacy are a growing concern for consumers. The increase in ads not only has a negative effect on customer experience, but also decreases the quality of your search results. So how can we minimize or eliminate ads, disinformation, and scams while ensuring our privacy online and creating a better consumer experience? Aha, well, we got the solution for you. Engineer, advertising tech expert, former Google executive, Sridhar Ramaswamy is with us, and he's got everything that we need to know. He founded Neva, which is the world's first ad-free private subscription search engine, after spending 15 years leading the advertising and commerce division at Google. Sridhar, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Glad to be here.
Oh, man, you are a dream come true here. I mean, we could, browse and not have to worry about these ads that are bombarding us and chasing us down for the next 3 weeks after we made an innocent search, you know, for something we thought we might want, right?
That's right. That's right. We, you know, instinctively search whether we have a splitting headache or we want to buy a new pair of headphones or shoes. Or, God forbid, we are locked out of our house and we need a locksmith right now. We just turn and search without thinking. Mm-hmm. And what prime for action when we search. We are going to do stuff. Advertisers know this. That's when they leap into action, show you a ton of ads on the search results page, and, of course, everywhere else that you go, as you were saying. And it's a huge industry. Just the search industry worldwide is over $150 billion, Bill, and just search in the United States is over $50 billion. It is a huge industry.
You know, you think about this business and the model, it's brilliant. I mean, you get people, you know, you serve them with a little convenience, and they willingly give your data. You know, you willingly give your data to them, which they in turn leverage for revenue. What a great model. I mean, and they're not paying anything for it. It's not like they're saying, hey, Sridhari, you know, we got your data here, so we're going to give you, let's say, 25 cents on the dollar or even 10 cents on the dollar. Not, you ain't getting that. You're paying subscription rates, and we're using your data, and we're making a ton of money off of you, right?
That's 100% true. And then the other thing that is going on is that there are more and more of these ads. The one thing that we should realize with advertising, Bill, is it represents the interest of the advertiser, not you or me. So when you're looking for a pair of headphones, that advertiser is not thinking, what's like just the best headphone for Bill at the cheapest price? They're thinking, hey, how do we get Bill to buy the most expensive headphones that are there on the planet? Similarly, if you're looking for a locksmith, it's not the cheapest one down the street. It's the one that's willing to spend a lot of money on advertising. It's important for all of us to realize that. And then, more and more, you can't tell ads apart from organic results. You're going through a search page. It all looks the same. It's this triple whammy of advertisers doing what's good for them, not you or me, the increasing load, and the fact that it's, you can't tell them apart. That's the big problem here.
Well, Sridhar, I got to tell you, I've been in advertising and marketing most of my life, 50 plus years, and we were just never raised on that kind of mindset. That you know, it was always what was in the best interest of the client. You know, the customer is always right. You're there to serve. You know, deliver on your promises. All those good things. That's what we were weaned on. Today's marketing and advertising has really been turned on its head, based on what you're sharing with me right now.
That's because it's all algorithmic. It is primarily about what works effectively, and what really works is like chasing someone around the internet and telling them about those shoes or the same pair of headphones over and over again till they crack and actually go buy it. These algorithms don't have any emotion. They're not thinking, hey, what is right for this person?
Exactly.
They're thinking, what is the way to maximize profit?
Yeah, that's an excellent point. How do big tech companies turn our online activity into advertising revenue?
Well, it's what I said. Whenever you search, you're shown a ton of ads. It used to be one top ad, then it's two, then it's three, then it's four. And then wherever you go, these ads follow you around because it's the same information. So a significant portion of our economy is driven by this advertising, also because more and more of our lives are online. As you know, with the pandemic, we're just doing everything online. The amount of time that we're spending online has really exploded. It's because of all of this that all of our behavior, including search, is being used by the big tech players and turned into advertising revenue for them.
Well, he's an engineer, advertising technology expert, former Google executive. Sridhar Ramaswamy is with us, and I hope you're taking notes here. The lights are coming on here. We're starting to realize how we're being worked. What are a few ways to minimize ads and protect against scams while also protecting our privacy, Sridhar?
So as I said, we're spending a ton of time online, especially because of the pandemic. We study online. We shop online. Sadly, I can't remember the last time I went to, like, a store that was not a grocery store. And that's all because of the pandemic. And so everything that we do is online. And so we really have to protect ourselves online in addition to just ads. So some things that I would definitely recommend are just being safe with your computer and phone. Just use your own. Don't log into that computer at the library or at a hotel that you are that you're traveling to. The second major thing is make sure you have really good passwords for your most important accounts. Most of us typically have one email account that we use as the login for every other account that we set up online. That means that you really have to protect that account. Make sure it has a good password. Make sure you turn on something called two-factor authentication, which is anytime you try to log into that account from a new machine, a new phone, it'll ask you for another piece of information that can come from an email or it can come from an app like it's called an authenticator on your, you know, on your phone. This way you protect that important account. You should also do the same for your banking and your brokerage account.
Well, Sridhar, you okay.
Yeah.
Well, real quick, because I want to talk about Neva. You founded Neva. This is the world's first ad-free private subscription search engine. Tell us about that, if you would.
You know, my co-founder and I worked on Google Ads for a very long time. We saw where it was going, where it was really much less about the end user and much more about advertisers and what was right for Google. We started Neva as the world's first 100% ad-free private subscription search engine. For the price of a coffee a month, you get a search engine that's focused on always delivering the best results for you. We made an early commitment to never show any ads, never sell any data, and to take money only from our customers. This lets us create a product that focuses on what's right for you. You can customize it. You can bring your own personal data. So you can search over things like your Dropbox account from the same place. And best of all, you can sign up for a free account by going to neva.com, N-E-A-V-A.com, and you get a free trial for 3 months.
Wow. Free trial, no ads, you know, ad-free. A lot of free here with Neva. So neva.com, that's where you want to go. And Sridhar Ramaswamy has been with us. He's the founder of Neva. What are some of the common online scams to be aware of? We've got about a minute left here, Sridhar.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll just say two important things. If something appears too good to be true, whether it's in an email or a text or on a website, it's probably a scam. Check it out. Protect your valuable information. Be very careful about where you enter a credit card, your driver's license, your social security number. If you get an email saying your credit card has to be updated, go to the site. Don't just click on the link. Be careful about these pieces of information online. Never, ever enter your bank account number into any site unless you're really sure that it's on the up and up. Simple ways to protect yourself.
Well, as an engineer, advertising tech expert, and former Google executive, Sridhar Ramaswamy, co-founder of Neva, the world's first ad-free private subscription search engine, guess what I'm turning to? I'm checking it out myself, and Sridhar's got the go-to website for more information. Go ahead and tell him, Sridhar.
Yeah, please check us out, neva.com, N-E-E-V-A.com. Super easy to sign up, get a free trial. You don't need to enter a credit card. We think you'll love the product.
Okay, we got to disconnect because I'm...
Small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
COVID vaccine alone will not fully protect you from the coronavirus. You also need to be vigilant. It is critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Vaccines may not be enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
But we have a truck leaving with a big order on Tuesday.
Tina's floor manager retired, leaving her tortilla factory flat out.
What do you mean she's on assignment retreat?
She must fill the role and all those orders.
I'll receive production.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you daddy.
You know, it's one of those songs you can name in just about three notes, right, Al Parada? You know, a little Ryman Paul Simon, you can call me Al.
Oh,
you can call me Mr. Parada. You can call me stream.org. Just call me. I'm lonely. Yeah, why not? Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Okay. How you doing?
Well, I'm, you know, all that's going on around here, it's just we're not lacking for anything to talk about and lots to get caught up here with our morning brew, you and me, starting with this myth of the January 6th, quote unquote, insurrection. I'm doing air quotes here, as you can tell. This deal. What you know, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, just cannot let it go because I guess the best defense is a good offense. And as long as you had cover from the media, then you don't have to defend your incompetence for not handling what happened on January the 6th, right? Just for starters.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I've been wondering about, because the New York Times had that story the other day where they're saying, yeah, the FBI had an informant inside the Proud Boys, and like the other evidence they found, there was nobody who was planning any insurrection. Nobody was planning any violence that day, at least on the side of people, you know, who might be supporting.
As far as Trump followers, traditional Trump followers, they don't know how to do this kind of stuff. I mean, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, they know how to get the bricks shipped there. They know how to, you know, hide stuff in the bushes. They're very well-versed. They've done that. Oh, yeah, that's right. It wasn't that long ago that they were just about in that very spot, weren't they? Pulling down statues and taking over Lafayette Square, right?
Yeah, I think MAGA people are the only people who when they riot, leave the place cleaner than when they found it. I mean, that's the greatest.
What SOP are they reading that says that they should leave in the event of a riot? The standard operating procedure is that you clean up after yourself.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that happened to the Capitol. Nobody messed with any statue. Did you see any? You know, maybe they put a flag on a statue and then took it down nice and politely, folded it neatly, put it back in their bag. You know, nobody
Right.
You know, was messing with statues. You didn't see the desks in the Senate spray painted or anything like that. You know, whatever the case is, my point was that the FBI knew that nobody was planning violence.
Right.
Yet,
exactly.
Pelosi and these people continued this pushing this idea that there was this planned insurrection that Trump was inspired people to come to town to do this. And when she knew it was a lie, you know, she's on this, you know,
the committees up there, that she knows what's going on for the intelligence communities and warnings. Again, and you get back to the point, this is on her, in a sense, this is on her, because
it really is, yeah.
They wanted the security.
Exactly.
And the Capitol Police wanted security. Trump was saying, hey, man, you might want to have some National Guard down there.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
It's just insane.
Well, they had actually, when you count the number of people who went into the Capitol building, you know, officially, they still had, I think it was almost a 2-to-1 advantage with the Capitol Police, didn't they? Because there was only maybe a couple hundred people. And you had right there in the immediate perimeter and inside something like 800, 900 Capitol policemen. I mean, if they can't hold back a couple hundred people, when you are, you know, 4-to-1, then you need a new job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, it was an ugly day. I mean, nobody's going to deny that it was an ugly day. But what isn't what is being presented at. And you think about it.
Exactly.
It's like how many thousands and thousands of people, yours truly included, were tossed off of Twitter after this because of the idea that we were Trump supporters and we were in – supporting an insurrection.
Right.
So there's a ripple effect. It's not just, you know, you got the people who've been basically political prisoners, but
right.
You also got the, like, down the line, and of course you got the grandmas who were arrested and all this kind of stuff. Terrorists they can't find, but sure, grandma, you know.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Grandma, you know, she's right. Pickens. I mean, got to be proud about that. That's when you want to put on the wall if you're an FBI agent.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Put grandma in isolation, you know.
Yeah.
That's, you know, solitary confinement. Yeah, let's just do that. Torment the holy, what have you, keep them out of their due process. Yeah,
I'm over talking you. Yeah, no due process for them. Yeah, this is not catching the Unabomber. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Nobody's gonna be making TV movies about what a great job you did, you know, tracking down, you know, you know, like, well, some grandma, you know, some dudes in Viking caps and everything else.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Well, and here they had all this video, and the video that we saw, you know, that was called just from, you know, private release, was quite telling, where you see the Capitol Police welcoming me in. I think there's something like 14,000 hours yet of video, and of course the Democrats and you know, the Justice Department tried to stop it, and the judge goes, I don't think so. You know, let's just, you know, let it play out. And all it did was reinforce what we'd already seen. And here it is. And they want to talk about, and this is the other thing, too, that I think is disingenuous, is some of the talking heads from the media and the supposed news departments and that talk in terms of deaths that occurred during, you know, the January 6th event. I don't even want to call it insurrection or a riot. It was an event. You know, it doesn't rise to the level of a riot. I mean, they called it, you know, when Black Lives Matter was burning down and causing all kinds of destruction in Antifa to the tune of about $4 billion, it was a peaceful protest. But in this case here, where you got, you know, I don't know, less than $100,000 worth of damage, possibly, that occurred there, and people's feelings hurt, and, you know, even AOC thinking, oh, my goodness, they were going to come in and violate me and all this. Like, oh, please. You know, you're cute, but not that cute. Don't worry about it. You know, it's just and Nancy Pelosi in a lather over, you know, her threats and all this stuff. And I get it. I think for some of the people there that were probably stuck in the office and people are banging on doors and they didn't know what to expect. I mean, hey, if they'd let them in and poured tea for them, they'd all sat down and had tea and talked, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and that's, I guess, because they spent the summer bailing out all the real rioters, I mean, they know that people, their activists can be violent. I mean,
oh, exactly.
I mean, do you remember that poor Flake, whatever his name, the one from Arizona who got chased into an elevator by activists yelling and screaming?
Oh, yes, right, yeah.
That's
senator.
That's good protest. That's democracy in action.
Right.
You know, but the guys, it's an amazing thing they're still focusing on, especially now that we know how many FBI agents were, you know, embedded, how many informants were involved, and how many radical leftists were agitating. I mean, that's the question. Mm-hmm. Who did the agitating?
Right.
Because you've been to a MAGA rally,
oh,
and you know,
right.
you know, I mean, these are like the most, you know, welcoming people in the world. You know, nobody's going to be going around spraying anybody with anything.
Exactly.
So who did that?
But this is the deal. This fits the narrative for them because it's us against them. It's pitting, you know, the elitists, you know, the elitists, the wokest and all the Marxists. It's pitting them against, conservatives. And this all fits into the narrative. And of course, now that's transcended from, you're either with Trump or outside of Trump. You're a Trumpster or what did Newsom call it? He called it Trumpism. Is that what he called it? So now there's that doctrine of Trumpism that people are following, you know, this religious ideology in their own eyes when they themselves have their own, you know, religious fervor and ideology that they're trying to push.
Yeah, American prosperity. Wow, what a horrible thing to believe in.
Oh, it's just terrible. Yeah, I mean, if we're ever going to get on top of the debt, are we going to be able to do it, without a growing GDP? And Donald Trump, you know, what a knucklehead. He comes in and tries to do something about the GDP so that we can maybe get out of debt or at least attack it, right?
And higher paying jobs. I mean, that's just you got to be in a cult.
That's disgusting.
To have higher paying jobs, more security. American security, or
right.
A secure border, or peace in the Middle East. I mean, you're a nut job if you want peace in the Middle East.
Well, of course, and how dare you grow the middle class? I mean, Barack Obama did everything he could to destroy it, and Biden's picked up the mantle to finish up what he didn't complete, and Donald Trump got in the way because he respected the middle class and realized that it's the backbone of democracy. Without the middle class, Al, democracy's dead. And they know that, and that's why they're going after the middle class with such fervor. Hey, I want to shift gears a little bit because a lot of mixed narratives, and I say narratives, regarding this Arizona audit. I mean, some want to, they made this pronouncement. Well, it's done. It's a done deal. We counted. We hand counted. And in fact, the good news is Joe Biden actually got 300 more votes than Donald Trump. And
yeah.
And you go, what count are you counting?
Yeah, I mean, that's, again, the thing that came to me was, it's just like saying that saying that is exactly like saying Lance Armstrong won the Tour de France seven
right.
times or whatever he did.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Okay, yeah, he crossed the line
time. Drug free.
Yeah, you're leaving off the drug parts. You know, you're leaving out the cheating part.
Right.
You know what I mean? Rosie Ruiz in the Boston Marathon about 40 years ago? took a subway or something.
Took an Uber, right.
Yeah, and she crossed the finish line first. She won that race. Yeah. Oh, we left off the part where she cheated? Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, there's enough stuff in the report when you actually read the report to throw it all, say that election should never, ever, ever have been certified. And more people in Arizona went to the poll who voted for Trump legitimately than voted for Biden.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even a question. I mean, it's just a matter of what are you going to do about it.
Well, the deal is that the counter narrative is such that they're putting out there. And this is the thing where, as consumers of the media and the news, it comes with a warning. You know, we need a Surgeon General warning on that, Al Parada, or maybe a Stream.org warning that, all things aren't as, far away as you think they are, or closer than you think, or anything to get people to question and maybe employ some of their critical thinking. What do you think?
Yeah, critical thinking would be nice, and checking it in the media is impossible at this point.
Exactly. Al Parada from Stream.org. Thank you, Al. Take care.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
When it comes